This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Organizers of the Arctic Winter Games in Whitehorse made a decision to cancel the event over coronavirus concerns. Kyle Worrell has been participating in Native Games for the past 11 years, and for about 4 years, he's coached young athletes and helped reintroduce the sport in Juneau. A veteran of three Arctic Winter Games himself, Worrell was saddened by what the cancellation means for his athletes, who were looking forward to the international competition.
I just found out Saturday, and it's hard to believe. You don't want to believe it. I mean, the first thing that when I heard it is I immediately thought of my team because I got six of my own athletes on that team.
The Winter Games, which are held every 2 years, were scheduled for March 15th to March 21st. The event usually attracts about 2,000 international visitors, including several Alaska competitors, coaches, and officials.
Arctic Winter Games, I mean, it's a life-changing opportunity, and it's really a dream come true. Just to think it's canceled for, I mean, how many thousands of youth that were going to go and had their dreams set that they made it, and they're going to represent Team Alaska or Team Yukon or whatever team, and it's hard, and I know my athletes, when they got their uniform, they didn't want to take it off. They were just so proud.
The Winter Games announced the decision at a news conference based on the recommendation of UConn's acting chief medical officer, Dr. Catherine Elliott.
This is an event that can bring together so many Northerners from across Canada and other circumpolar regions to celebrate sport, art, and culture. It is the beauty and the strength and the cohesion of Northern peoples. This beauty, strength, and cohesion must remain strong through today's announcement and in the coming days. It is with a heavy heart that I've had to make this recommendation. It is the responsible recommendation, and it is very unfortunate.
While there are no confirmed cases in Yukon, Elliott says the games created potential risk. The cancellation sent shockwaves of disappointment across the Arctic Circle. Worrell says he heard about it during the 2020 Traditional Games, a Native Games competition in Juneau.
People just didn't believe this was something you could cancel. And, I mean, I understand why, but you just don't believe it's something that can just be canceled like a week before we're ready to get on our flights or ferries or buses.
Worrell says that while the news was upsetting for him and his team, at least they were together when they heard it. Since the inception of the Arctic Winter Games in 1970, this marks the first year that the games will not be held as scheduled. But Worrell says it's a reminder that the coaches and athletes should reinforce healthy hygiene habits.
I mean, one of our rules in our NYO rules is hygiene. So we put that there when we travel is personal hygiene because, I mean, not all young people are good at that yet. And especially when you're staying in a hotel or a school in close quarters, it can get smelly. And so it's something I always tell my athletes. But I think it's even more on the minds of people than ever before.
Worrell hopes organizers reschedule the games or even hold them next year. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.